I want to tell you about an interesting event that is happening in a Thai library this evening. The Hawk Against the Dove is a deeply moving collaboration between Antoinette Foley and James Mahan. This powerful collaborative photography book, exhibition and performative talk offers an unflinching portrait of addiction, resilience and redemption in rural Ireland. And Antoinette Foley joins me now. Good morning, Antoinette, and thanks for taking our call this morning. Tell us then a bit about what is happening here, what the work you've been doing in the last while is all going to be showcased about this evening in Athy.
It's about my book, The Hawk Against the Dove, of addiction, of how my recovery, how I recovered. The reason why I brought out the book was to try and save other people's lives. This evening it will be about what was the book about, what I brought it really out about, and if anyone wants to ask me questions, because if anyone should be asked, it should be me. I lived it. I went through it.
Mm. It's your story, and you were born into a traveller family, Antoinette.
Yes.
And I'm just reading here, it says that your life spirals following teenage love, heartbreak and the trauma of family separation, and you then went into addiction. Can you tell us a bit about what happened and what your story essentially was?
I ran away with a travelling boy. I had two children. My first was stillborn. I have a son, William, and a daughter, Emily. They live in Donegal. When my kids left me, my partner was locked up. It was a violent enough relationship. That's when I started going down a deep, dark, dangerous road with drugs, mixing with the wrong company. Didn't want to live no more. I had it like I lost my children, lost everything. Barely my family, the only ones in my family was support me was my mother and father. And I'm buried in mine now, I'm the youngest of eight of them.
Mm.
So it led down that way.
When you say addiction, what form did that take? Was it drugs and alcohol? And what impact did that have on your life, Antoinette?
It took everything from me. It took every morals, care, respect, everything you can think of, drugs will take from you. It is the devil's work.
Hmm. When was this?
I'm clean a good while. This was when I was homeless. Since my children left, up until the time I got clean, I have been living a life of hell. And thanks to James Mahan and good friends, and my faith in God and Our Lady, turned my life around, and I did it for my children and to show my nieces and nephews and other parents' children that it's not worth it. Them photos that you see are real. That was me. And today I stand saying I'm out the other side.
Because when you're in the throes and you're in the middle of addiction, Antoinette, I'm sure it can be very hard to see a way out and to see, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to make my life better? But what this is all about, your book and the photographs and everything that you're going to be showcasing this evening, shows that that is possible. So how did it actually, how did you take that first step to try and get help?
A man called James Patton approached me and asked me, no, sorry. I stopped him one day and I begged him for a fiver when I was homeless. Next, a few days after, he came on asking, would it be okay if you could take my photos? There was something going on. He's a photographer. And I said, why would you want to take my photo? Like, I had, like, the way I was thinking, I'm worth nothing. My family walked by me. I had nobody. Only the support of the people in Athy. So took the photos. He gave me money for photos. And ever since him, he has been like a father to me. From day one until now, I couldn't have done it without that man. James Mann.
Isn't that incredible?
And there's another man that works with him, Tom. He's a lovely man. I treat Tom like an uncle today, and I look at James like a father.
Yeah. What just struck me there, Antoinette, is we see people, unfortunately, who are homeless and people who are going through addiction, and it's very easy for us to walk past those people and to think, well, you know, they're in the depths of despair, and, you know, we might put a euro or two into a cup if they're begging, if they're homeless. But the fact that James actually stopped, spoke to you,
James
saw you as a human. Yeah.
To tick and tin. There was times that man could have walked away and he'd have every right to.
Yeah.
He seen what others couldn't see in me.
Yeah. That's the point. He saw you as a human. Saw you as
and
a human
Carmen
who was struggling.
Whelan, another lovely woman. If I was to name everybody, we'd be here all day.
How long ago do you think it was then that you've gotten clean?
That long, I forget.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were quite young. Well, young enough. You had the kids and everything, but you were young enough when you got clean and you got sorted. How has it been since you got clean? How has your life changed?
If there's anyone out there listening this morning, take it from a girl that has lived it. When the partying is over, there's no one there to catch you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. It really ain't. Drugs ain't worth it. It'll take everything from you. You'll do things you never thought you would have.
Yeah.
And trust me, not many people makes it out. And thanks to Jesus and good people like James, I was one of them that made it out.
It's an incredible story, Antoinette, I have to say. And
I want to say hello to my father. I love you, Daddy.
Hmm.
You were the best father I ever had.
Is he listening?
And my mother, yeah, and my mother. I had a mother and father that never took a drug in their life.
Mm-hmm.
They stood by me for other travellers that throw their children away. And what would I give to have her? My mother's a small listening, but I know she's proud of me.
She is.
And I brought out this book to save other people's lives. Because there's someone's mother out there, someone's son, someone's daughter, someone's child, someone's father.
She's with you this morning, and your father as well, listening to you, I'm sure is incredibly proud, because when you look back at when you were in the throes of addiction, when you were homeless and you probably saw no way out, you can now look back. You must be incredibly proud of yourself, Antoinette, though, as well, to have taken those steps. You should be.
I'm proud of myself, but I'm going away. I want to fix others now.
You want to give back?
Yeah.
Well, I think this is the first step in doing that, by bringing out this book, by having this exhibition. It's tonight at 6:30 in a Thai library. Everybody's welcome. There's a message in from Jer, who says James Mahon is an absolute angel. Helped loads of people before. Takes away rubbish and old clothes. He's amazing. Poor Antoinette, all you could do was look on and try and help. And that comes in from Jer, and a lot of people in Athy, I'm sure, know you, Antoinette, and know the struggles that you've been through and have now seen you come out the other side of it. You're hoping that people come out this evening and support you and read the book and hear your personal story.
Exactly. True friends will be there. It's not that I want to fail. Parents need to know what to watch out for.
Yeah,
it only takes the wrong one company or the wrong mistake to take you down that path.
Can I ask how you're doing now, Antoinette?
100%.
100%.
Doing very well in my own home.
Good.
I do my own old stuff. I don't mix with any bad company. I'm living life.
Yeah.
Drug free. I don't like drink. Don't like drugs now, thank God.
Listen, I think it's been great talking to you, Antoinette. I think you should be so proud of yourself. And I wish you the very best of luck with that evening tonight, 6:30 in a Thai library. And a big shout out to James Mahon as well, who I'm sure is listening.
Oh, and I want to say hello to Jackie.
Who's Jackie?
A friend of mine in my pharmacy and everyone there. Right. Anyone that knows me, you're all saying hello to this morning, because if I say names, the man will be sick of me.
And you could forget someone's name as well, Antoinette. So that's the easiest way to do it. Hello to everybody that knows Antoinette. Listen,
and
well done.
And I love you for supporting me.
Well done, Antoinette. Great talking to you, and best wishes with that tonight, 6:30 in the Thai library. Look after yourself, and I think that's a great way to finish up this morning, finish up the programme. Bit of an uplifting story there of a traveller woman who has been through addiction. She was homeless. But what really stood out to me there is James Mahon, and just the essence of such a small interaction where James actually stopped and spoke to Antoinette, who was homeless and who was on the side of the road, and treated her like a human, humanised the story and took her under his wing. And I think that is something that we need to start to do more, because it's very easy to just walk past somebody and think, isn't that a pity, you know, that somebody is like that, and we take pity on them. But maybe it's not pity that they need. Maybe it's help. Maybe it's just that human interaction. And sometimes that can be lost. So well done to James, and well done to Antoinette as well.